Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope you're doing great. Hey, now, this Sunday, we will welcome a special guest preacher, a buddy of mine, really great guy. His name is Reverend Dr. Ryan LaRock. And while I'm away with the family, we're going to travel a little bit. Ryan's going to be with you. Ryan serves as the director and campus minister at the Wesley Foundation at William & Mary. Pretty fancy, huh? And he will be sharing a message called The Great Unraveling. Now, his sermon will draw us into the dramatic story of Saul's transformation on the road to Damascus. It's found in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 20. It's a testimonial passage about how God can take a life and bring about remarkable change and new beginnings. I don't know exactly where he is going to go with all of this. I trust him. I know he'll do a really, really faithful job and a great offer a great message on Sunday. So let's listen now to a portion of the scripture for the week. It's from the Common English Bible, and I'll be reading Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Meanwhile, Saul was still spewing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples, and he went to the high priest, seeking letters to the synagogues in Damascus. If he found persons who belonged to the way, that's what they called Christianity at the time, the way of Jesus. If he found persons who belonged to the way, whether men or women, these letters would authorize him to take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. During the journey, he approached Damascus. Suddenly, a light from heaven encircled him. He fell on the ground and heard a voice saying to him, asking him, "Saul, Saul, why are you harassing me?" And Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" "I am Jesus, whom you are harassing. Come, now get up and enter the city, and you'll be told what you must do." Friends, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to watching online. Maybe you'll be watching online or in person, but I am really excited about what Ryan will be offering for us on Sunday. So I encourage you to read the passage. The whole passage is Acts 9, verses 1 to 20 before Sunday. Open your heart to how God might be working transformation in your own life. And I hope you'll join us for this really great worship service and give the Reverend Dr. Ryan LaRock a warm Sterling UMC welcome. Well, God bless you. I look forward to, being back with you very soon. And hey, take care of yourself.